The Lord is smiled upon us one more time as we again greet you in peace and thank him for another amazing opportunity to simply be blessed by his holy word. A word for the day is the power of emotions. The word emotion simply means a natural instinctive state of mind deriving from one's circumstances, mood, or relationship with others. But there's also a word we've been talking about called toxic. Toxic means poisonous, a very harmful, unpleasant, in a persuasive or insidious way. In other words, there's a danger when you can't control your emotions because they become toxic. Now, remember, emotions are natural and they're instinctive. It's a state of mind that comes from whether your circumstances have shifted, which messes with your mood, or there's something going on within a particular relationship. The danger of emotions is that you don't let them become toxic. Because when they become toxic, they become harmful. So 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around looking like a roaring lion for someone to simply devour." The best way to describe toxic emotions is to put it in the analogy of being sick, nauseous, caused by food poisoning. You see, when a person is feeling nauseous, the worst thing you can do is put duct tape on their mouth. You see, the problem is, if you put duct tape on their mouth, everything stays in. What you want to be able to do is let them get the toxins out in a healthy way. Express it, don't suppress it. And what you make sure they are able to do is vomit to get the stuff out. But you make sure that they vomit in a bucket and not on someone. Did you catch the difference? If I vomit in a bucket, that's constructive. But if I vomit on someone, that's destructive. Well, I know talking about vomit is not an easy, pleasant thing to do. Sometimes, if you're honest, it's just gross. But you get the point. We have to handle our emotions so that we don't destroy somebody else. One is constructive, but the other is destructive. The Lord allows us to understand that we can cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. That's being constructive. But when we try to do it ourselves, we end up becoming toxic and being destructive. It is my prayer that you will stay alert and watch out for your great enemy, the devil, who's seeking, who's prowling, who's looking for someone that he can devour. So today, we pray that the Lord will intervene on our behalf, will touch our hearts and our minds, will give us the space to know that whatever natural emotion we're going through, God can handle it. Lord, give us the strength to process through these varying emotions in a manner which will bring you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.